Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. Do tell your friends about us. Do rate us weekly. I feel really privileged to have the guest we have today. But before we tell you about him, the podcasts are brought to you by both longevityplaybook.com. Go there to sign up for the free newsletter that talks about longevity items, such as why you should play pickleball and why you should read the book we're about to talk about before you do, or even if you're doing it already, how you can get better and healthier by doing it this way. And the second sponsor is LifesFirstNaturals.com. LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of both TrueBiotics and Bovine Colostrum, two things that have randomized double-blind controlled trials showing how they can benefit you. Go to their website, LifesFirstNaturals.com, to find out how. Our author today and guest is Kurt Brungardt. Now, he and his brothers, Mike and Brett, have written what I think is a sensational book. As you know, I take pride in reading the books before they're on the air, so I can be pretty darn good at asking questions and evaluating it. This is probably the best book about any one sport I have ever read. As you all probably know, I captained the U.S. team in the Pan American game in squash. So that's a little bit of a racket sport, but requires a court and is much more expensive to play than just pickleball, where you go outside and you can even do it in a driveway if you live outside New York City, where the driveways are probably too small to do it in. But if you live in a driveway, you can probably set up your own pickleball court. Your neighbors will love you for it, as they'll come over and play with it, as long as you don't do it after 10 p.m. and make the noise. In any case, Kurt, this book starts with the basics of testing, what you should do to test yourself, and then how to get fit, some strategy, and how to enjoy it. And then I actually love, there's a pickleball mindset. And even more impressive is a pickleball sports medicine team, which really is impressive on what you and your team does. For example, eye exercises or improving your vision. So one is, first, you're a master trainer of great athletes, Olympic athletes, others. How did you happen to go to such an amateur sport as pickleball?
Well, I think that we started playing little pickleball and we just saw all the injuries that were happening. And we thought people weren't warming up before they were playing. And we thought we really want to have a way where people can enjoy their passion for life. And then the next thought was we wanted to model it after the way elite athletes train, so like a fantasy camp. So we thought, why shouldn't they have all the benefits that an elite athlete would have, even though, you know, we're calling them recreational athletes, which in the most case, you're absolutely right. That's true. And so we kind of thought, my brother Mike was with the Spurs for 18 years and kind of their heydays. And he has, you know, four, I have to brag, it's nepotism. He has four NBA rings. And we started to look at sports culture and, you know, the kind of gold standard that won the day in training's pretty straightforward now. You have your prehab, you have your dynamic warm-up, you have strength training, you have movement drills, what we could call movement literacy for the recreational athlete, which would be agility, balance, and coordination. You have the mental side of training. You have diet. And so we thought, let's try to get all these elements in, just like a pro athlete would in a pro sports team culture, but kind of distill them and make them a little, not simpler, but get to the essence. Because as we know, for pickleball players, they're not going to train in the weight room where it's 3 hours. They want to be out in the court. So we also thought we have to make it doable enough so they can still have time to play and not take too much of the time because everyone's busy. It's the old joke, right? What's the best workout? And the answer is the one you do. So if we pile on too much, it's not going to get done. And so that was kind of the vision, is let's make it like a fantasy camp. Let's give them all the benefits that pro athletes have, and let's find the sweet spot for the recreational athlete.
Well, actually, I love the diagrams you have on the, I guess it is the tests, but the tests are really, in one of the early chapters, the tests are really what I would call warm-up exercises as well. What this got me to realize is that the pro NBA players, you watch them doing warm-up before each game, that simple 20 minutes. And I've always assumed they've been warming up in the locker room, and they really haven't. What they're doing in that 20 minutes is going through the full set of warm-ups you propose here, which is a gradual warm-up and then some specific movement exercise and, if you will, specific exercises for the court as well. I mean, yeah, they're shooting baskets, but a lot of them go through the full set of exercises you do here for the pickleball player.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point. And I think that the body works as a system, right? So you have to warm up as a system. And the pro athletes, they're going to go through a dynamic warm-up, and the idea is to prepare their body for a more intense activity and the neuromuscular system too. And so that dynamic warm-up, I love. For instance, I'll tell you like a personal story. Like sometimes I'm like, I don't have a lot of time. Should I really do all these steps? And one of the things I always preach as a trainer is you can't skip steps. You need to do your dynamic warm-up. You need to do your cool down. Then sometimes I'll find myself skipping them, you know, so I'm not following my own best advice. And the other day I thought, I don't have time to do my dynamic warm-up. And I tweaked my lower back just a little bit, you know, and I'm thinking, this is the reason why I do each step each day. And it's kind of like, you can't really skip steps. And so the one thing with pickleball, I think, is that when we're going to all the medical experts and everyone's saying, the PTs obviously love pickleball because all the business they're getting. Basically, pickleball can't be your only form of exercise. You need to do something because it's a sport. It looks simple, right? But when you're doing like a first step to a dink, when you step in, it's relative. That's your maximum effort on a first step. It may not be Kyrie Irving's, but what you can do to lunge in and get that ball is as fast as you can move where you are right now in your athletic body. So anytime you're making a max effort, you're putting yourself a little bit at risk. In life, we're not usually moving with what we would call explosiveness in all directions. So that's one of the reasons we're trying to prepare the body for that and, you know, not only make you more athletic, but decrease your chances of injury. So I'll tell you a funny story. So when you're talking about the NBA, my brother Brett is at Chicago today. So the NBA draft combine's today. So he still helps administer all the combine testing. So he's down on the floor and he shot a picture. And in June, we're going to do the first ever pickleball combine. So we'll actually do all those moves and try to get numbers on pickleball players. So like the lane agility in basketball, you know, you run around the lane. This will be from the baseline to the kitchen line. So it'll take the pickleball court dimensions. The sprint will be from the baseline across the net to the kitchen line. So we'll look at the energy systems just like they do in basketball, but he's designed one for pickleball. And so that tells you your strengths and weaknesses.
And that looks, and you've actually defined it in this book as well.
Yeah, it'll be in the book.
I assume that's what they'll be doing. Where is the pickleball combine?
Well, the first combine will be, have you heard of Chicken and Pickle?
Well, the Brill Chicken.
The Brill Chicken, yes, Peggy Brill. And Chicken and Brickle
is an exercise that you describe here in the book, which is kind of like a plank if you do it lying down, a modified plank, I guess.
Yeah, and it helps with she's really great at pain relief. If you're rounding or texting, this idea of Brill Chicken really opens you up. But Chicken and Pickle is kind of like, the best way to describe it is like Top Golf. So they're a facility that now I think there are 10 of them. And they have a bunch of indoor courts. They have a bar and a restaurant and outdoor courts.
One of them's in Colorado, right?
I think so. They're opening two in Colorado.
And Kansas City is another
one. Kansas City. I think Patrick Mahomes goes to that one. So they got Chicken and Pickle there. They have two in Dallas, one in San Antonio. And so they have a big event space. So we'll kick off the first ever pickleball combine at Chicken and Pickle.
And which Chicken and Pickle are you going to be at?
It looks like San Antonio is where we'll do the combine because that's where my brother Mike was. So hopefully we'll get some NBA, some former players in there.
I know that a big supplier of pickleball equipment is Just Paddles. And I think they're in Kansas City, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right. Yeah, they're a great outlet.
In any case, the other thing that I want to have people think about is so much of the game is visual and hand-eye coordination. And one of the things that it's way in the back is chapter 16. You go through your pickleball sports medicine team, but one of the things you do is go through some visual drills that obviously aren't done at the same time as the other drills, but are excellent for people getting to, I would say, the visual and mental aspects of the sport.
I love that part. And I think it is, just like you're saying, such a key part of the game. And I was a little bit naive. You know, we think now how basically we could say neuroscience has taken over the world, right? All the great research on neuroscience now. And so when it comes to, you know, hand and eye coordination, there's acuity, which is you get your eyes at 20/20. And I've heard that now a lot of the baseball players have contacts where they're at 20/10. Growing up, we heard that Tim Williams was such a great hitter because he had 20/10. Now they can correct it. And I guess you need that acuity to hit a ball coming that fast at this point. So they have corrective lenses that kind of take you to that point. So that's one element, which you can go to your eye doctor for. But the other is the visual system, which is primarily cognitive. You know, how quick you process it. The eyes are just these big satellites that take in the information. So a lot of these exercises are to train the visual system. And you think of great athletes, you think of maybe Tom Brady. So, you know, his combine tests weren't that great, but he's off the charts in his visual system, right? Where he could read the field so well. And or you think Wayne Gretzky, his famous line was, "I don't skate to the puck, I skate to where the puck's going to be." And so that ability, so those exercises are to help you train that visual system to have quicker cognitive speed. So one example is you mark the ball with different symbols, a red dot, a triangle. And then when you hit it, before it hits, you track it and try to say that. You could do it on your own.
I actually got confused there. Does each ball get marked with all the symbols and it's what you're hitting that you name out?
Yeah, so all the marks would be on one ball. And so when you see it coming towards you, you would say the red dot or the triangle. One of the things on that chapter two, I wanted things you could do alone. Growing up, you know, I was the youngest. My big brothers would be away and we had a ping pong table, but I'd like, can't we get a pool table? Cause I could practice alone. Never got one, but I still like things where you can improve on your own. So that's one with the paddle, you can hit it up in the air and before it makes contact, you do the symbol. Then you can kind of make it more difficult when you hit it up and reach over here for backhand it. You see, oh, it's the red dot. You say it. So some of these things you can practice on your own too. You don't need a partner.
And the only thing I saw missing in here, and I may have missed it because you may have it, is putting spin on the ball.
So that's a good point. And I think that's an important thing to talk about with the book. That the best way to describe this is my brother, like I was saying, was with the Spurs for 18 years. He was not a very good basketball player. If you saw him, he had the worst shooting technique. But, and we're not the greatest pickleball players in the world by any means. So our goal was to train you to be more athletic, to increase your athleticism and decrease injuries. So we felt it was beyond our scope to get too much into what a coach would do, like Greg Popovich would do. So we covered the basics of like ground strokes, dinks, volleys, and we brought in pros to do that. And the other thing, like you mentioned, is kind of real, our own limitations was we wanted to create, just like a pro team, you bring in specific coaches for shooting, you bring in for, you know, ball handling. And so we stayed with the very basics with that, thinking they'll go to their coach to think about spin and stuff. But here are the basic ground strokes and the basic skills you would need. And we had a pro kind of, you know, review those. So no spin, but that could be on the blog site. We could talk about spin because that's a certain muscle thing too. So that's a good note.
Yeah. So as a squash player, because you undercut the ball, when it comes over the pickleball court, you often can confuse your opponent who has mainly trained on tennis and overspin rather than underspin. So it is a very effective technique against tennis players.
Is that kind of like a drop shot? Kind of like a drop shot sort of with the underspin?
Well, no, you can hit it real hard when they're up and they try and volley it and don't know how to volley it, think it's the usual shot and instead volleying it out of court.
That's a good one to think about when we'll break down different moves on the website. And I think the biomechanics of the underspin would be a really interesting one because you're doing more external rotation as opposed to internal. I think that could be really, really interesting.
I want to bring out one more point that you said already, but that is don't skip the warm-up, even if you're pressed for time. So I've been doing the same chest press exercises with the same weights for some 50 years, literally the same weight, etc. And one day was pressed for time, so I did it without the warm-up, and I tore my rotator cuff and went through an operation and 6 months of recovery. So I can vouch that I'm never skipping for time. I am never skipping the warm-up and doing it the right way from now on. I want to emphasize the book is brilliantly written, well illustrated, and it goes through everything you need to become a better athlete and have more health while playing pickleball. And it's a way of avoiding injury while playing pickleball as well. So the complete book of pickleball, I actually think, and I wrote to the owner of Just Paddles that he should include a copy of this book with every Just Paddles order for pickleball rackets, because it is such an excellent book. The complete book of pickleball, and if you're going to play it, or even if you are playing it, it is a way of what I think is both getting much better and enjoying and feeling like you can enjoy the sport much longer. The complete book of pickleball, Kurt Brungardt, Brungardt, and his brothers, Mike, Brungardt, and Brett, same last name, are the authors, the complete book of pickleball, but they actually include information from every aspect, training, visual, motion. It's an incredibly well done book. Even some of the dance warm-up exercises and other exercises, since my wife and I play it, I'm going to make sure she gets a copy so that she doesn't injure herself while doing the game.
I'll tell you one thing real quick on the dance. So that's a part of the book I love. And it's the secret of the dance is it's all three planes of motion, levels high and low. So it's fun. And when you've been sitting before you play, you can get up and the dance is 1 minute. You're going to move side to side, forward, backward in rotation, high and low, fast feet. So I'll send you a video of the dance and you can show it to your wife. But the idea is that you also sit and then it's your time to get up and play. You can get up and do this simple little dance, and you've warmed up your body, your muscles, and your neuromuscular system. So the dance is a fun way to stay warmed up, like you're saying.
Well, I've already challenged or gotten a challenge from my grandson, one of my grandsons. He thinks he's going to beat me in pickleball.
He doesn't know you were a great squash player. He better watch out.
Well, he does, and he was seven, and he came in second or third in the under nine in tennis in the state of North Carolina. So I have some real competition coming up and hope to defend the old guy's title against these young kids.
I'll be rooting for you and you can keep me posted.
Thank you. I will be continuing the warm-up. I think I'm going to keep the book from him for another year or two.
There you go. We'll strategize.
Thank you again, Kurt. The complete book of pickleball is the book. We are brought to you, as usual, by Life's First Naturals. Life's First Naturals, the makers of both TruBiotics and Bovine Colostrum, two things that you should consider routinely if you want to live to 110 in the same condition you are now, TruBiotics and Bovine Colostrum. Go to LifesFirstNaturals.com's website and look at the randomized double-blind controlled trials on why they're so good for your health, especially for women. Not only bone health, but vaginal health, urinary health, as well as mental health. These are really substantial studies. And of course, longevityplaybook.com, our website, go there to sign up for the free newsletter. And while you're thinking on the internet, go to Amazon and order the complete book of pickleball by Kurt and Mike and Brett Brungardt, Brungardt, the complete book of pickleball. And by the way, you can go to the website, completebookofpickleball.com, completebookofpickleball.com. See all the exercises. It's a free website. See all the exercises, videos of it. Remember, warm up before you do them. Thanks very much. And Kurt, thank you for such great information. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.